Hello and welcome to Queensland Freemason podcast number 11. It seems like just 5 minutes ago, Graham, we were recording number 10. This is like my running joke, actually. Each time, just to be fair, just to let you know, when we record these, we usually do them in lots of two because it's more convenient than sitting down every couple of weeks to record them. But yeah, so Graham, we want to talk now about local lodges. Would you like to introduce yourself? Because again, I forget that we have to do the introduction every 10 minutes.
Thanks, Luke. I'm the Deputy Grand Secretary at the United Grand Lodge of Queensland. My name is Graham Schultz, and today we're talking about some of the history of local lodges and the United Grand Lodge of Queensland and how it came about in 1921 when all the English, Scottish and Irish lodges came together to form the United Grand Lodge of Queensland and the tremendous history that we've got from lodges in Queensland going back to July 1859 when North Australian Lodge was formed in Queensland 4 months before Queensland was actually a colony.
That's quite remarkable, yeah. Actually. The first time I heard that fact, I was kind of taken aback and thinking, how did that happen? But I'm not surprised to some extent. There would have been a lot of Masons who originally helped found Queensland, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, Petrie, the first minute he stepped off the boat, he was a Freemason. Mm. Sir Joseph Banks was a Freemason. So many men were Freemasons and are Freemasons today.
As well. A few people like that.
Yeah, and North Australian Lodge is an interesting one because it's now 153 years old. It's been meeting continuously since 1859. They now meet in the Ann Street Masonic Memorial Centre. The first Masonic Centre in Brisbane was down on the corner of Ann and Albert Streets where the Uniting Church is now. Before that was there was a Masonic building there. And then we moved from there in the 1860s to Alice Street. And we held the Alice Street premises till about the 1930s when we built the Ann Street Centre, and we gave the Alice Street Centre to the University of Queensland for their first medical school, and they held that, I think, till about the 80s until they sold that. But we've been in our own existing building here in Ann Street now since it was started to
and
be built.
There's a bit of a misunderstanding, I find, for members of the public about, they assume the building here in Ann Street, which is an amazing building, has basically one big lodge that meets here. And I often have to explain to them, well, in fact, we do have big lodge meetings here for the whole of what we do. But generally, how many local lodges now meet here?
There's 11 lodges that meet in the building, you know, once a month for 4 hours, once a month.
And in total, how many lodges do currently have in Queensland?
In Queensland, there's 280 different lodges. In Australia, through Queensland and New Guinea.
Yep, and we have a couple in New Guinea as well. Just a quirk of history, we happen to run a few lodges there still.
It's interesting that during the Second World War, we have in our museum collection the Ming apron, which is from the Second World War. A lot of the Masons who were up there at the time signed the Masonic apron.
And Ming is Masons in
Mason
New Guinea.
In New Guinea. And the actual tassels on the apron aren't made of gold or silver, or they're made of actually strips of bully beef tins that the guys made up. So we've actually got that in our in our display. So yeah, so there's around 9,000 members throughout those 280 different lodges, and 11 lodges meet at the Ann Street Centre. There's about 20 that meet at Stone's Corner, and about 13 that meet in your centre at Kedron.
At Kedron, yeah. I think that's one thing we need to explain. I guess there's about 100 odd buildings. Is there not where people would meet generally?
Yeah, there's 106. There's 106 Masonic buildings in Queensland at the moment. Yeah,
but particularly within the cities, that most buildings would have a number of lodges that meet. And just talking about those lodges, I guess they're 280. They're not all the same in terms of they've started in different ways and have different types of members. Do you want to talk about a few of the different lodges that you can give us good examples of how different beginnings they've all had and the type of members they attract?
Well, the interesting one in Ann Street is the AIF Memorial Lodge, which was formed in 1922 from soldiers and sailors who came back from the First World War and have just celebrated their 90th anniversary and have conducted the Anzac service in the hall. So they've been around since 1922 and were serving personnel, and now there's a lot of serving personnel still in that lodge. Commonwealth Lodge is a lodge that was formed in the 1950s here in Ann Street, and that was formed by members of the Commonwealth Bank.
Wow.
Yeah, so back when banks had a lot of staff. and they had their own,
That's not uncommon. When I worked for the BBC in London, I'm probably going to sprout a new conspiracy theory here. Mm. I understand at one stage there wasn't actually a BBC lodge because there were 9,000 people that worked in that building. So there was plenty of capacity to find 30 people amongst them who could form an active lodge. And I don't think that's uncommon in a lot of bigger organisations too.
No, I don't think it was back then. You saw it a lot. Lamington Lodge here in the city is mainly city professionals and always has been for over 100 years. I know a famous old lodge at Stones Corner, Victoria Lodge, was the lodge where the old World War I digger Ted Smout was a member for 83 years.
Wow.
He was a member, I think that's our record. I don't think that'll ever be beaten.
No.
In Queensland.
Oh, we could give it a shake, though, couldn't we, Graham?
Being a member for that long.
I know we've got members in my lodge, which has been running for 60 years, that were founding members. So I think we have two or three. I should be ashamed of myself. There's at least two that formed our group, and a third one that I think joined the year after it was started. So there is three members that have been in a particular lodge for approaching 60, 61 years now, I guess. So.
Yeah.
It's quite a feat, I guess, to belong to any group for that long.
Yeah, and the history with Queensland and Brisbane and right throughout Queensland. For example, Sir Charles Kingsford Smith. Everyone knows Sir Charles Kingsford Smith, and his plane is in the hangar out at the airport. Well,
the most popular hangar in Australia.
Yeah, and his Masonic
Memorial,
apron.
Sorry.
His Masonic apron is in our lodge.
Wow.
In the AIF Memorial Lodge, because it was given to us by one of his family after he disappeared in the Bay of Bengal in 1935, flying across to Europe and to England, and was never seen again. But he joined the lodge in Western Australia, and we now have his apron, and they use that as part of the ceremony in AIF Memorial Lodge. But the first actual lodge, big lodge hall that was built in Queensland was actually built in Ipswich.
Yes.
Yeah, and things like that are so interesting to find out. Caledonian Lodge in Ipswich is a fine old Scottish lodge. Duke of Leinster Lodge over at Stones Corner as proud Irish heritage. You know, you'll find all of those through and English heritage lodges all through Queensland because that's where we came from.
Each of those, like even subgroups within our local lodges, celebrate as groups sometimes. I've been, for example, to the All-Irish Night, and that's when there are three combined Irish lodges, and they usually meet on a St. Patrick's Day and take the time to conduct the meeting. And I know the Scottish do something similar. The actors do something similar.
See, I'm wearing my Irish badge there.
Oh,
is it a three-leaf clover with the square encompasses in it?
I may not be Irish, but I went to the Irish lodge meeting, the local three lodges, and it was quite something else because it was a very big meeting, a lot of activity and a lot of people that hadn't seen each other in a while all sort of catching up and sharing good times with each other. And I think that's what a lodge is about. And I even understand we have an Actors Guild lodge that I spoke to a person from the other day. So there are particular professions too that in the past, I guess, not so much nowadays, have started a lodge together. In fact, I think nowadays they're more geographically based than profession based. So you won't necessarily see another Actors Lodge start unless all the actors happen to live in Ascot or Hamilton and they start an Ascot or Hamilton lodge.
Yeah.
But that would generally be how lodges are seen nowadays.
So. Yeah, there's a geographical aspect. And also in the country, for example, in my mother lodge in Roma in Western Queensland, there was a lodge that was a lot of city, town based men, and then there was another lodge that was rural based guys as well. So it just depends where the history of the lodge comes from.
Well, I spoke to you this morning, Graham, that I want to affiliate with a rural lodge, and I've been told that rural lodges have quite a different theme and a different feel to what a city lodge would currently have as well. And I guess that's just the makeup and the culture of the people involved in the lodge. Those people attending rural lodges have often had to drive significant distances to get to the lodge. So often I would imagine their meetings would be slightly longer than our city-based meetings because we've only had to spend 10 minutes getting there in our car.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the beauty of Freemasonry is that wherever you travel through this great state of ours, you know, and it's a long way from one end of the state to the other, isn't it? And you'll find these cultural differences and the differences from in the community, wherever you might be, are all reflected in the lodge.
Absolutely. To give some of our overseas listeners an opportunity to understand how large our state is, you could drive across Europe quicker than you could drive from the top of Queensland to the bottom, and that's not an exaggeration. We have a member of our lodge, it was one of the founding members, that attends three or four times a year, but he lives 250-odd kilometres away. So he has to make a great effort to come there. But he could attend the local lodge, which he does, but I think he feels that he has a connection to the original lodge which he joined, and it is at a stage in his life where he has the time to still go out and do it. And he still makes big efforts to attend our meeting, Rod. So
yeah.
It says something for the culture that we build within each of our meetings too that would make a person want to do that.
Yeah, and could I mention just before we wrap it up today that if people would like to have a look at the Ann Street Masonic Memorial Centre here in Ann Street in Brisbane, 311 Ann Street, I take a regular daily tour Monday to Friday at 2 o'clock. If you'd like to come and have a look, it goes for about a half an hour or 45 minutes. And if you want to have a look at the building and have a look through Grand Hall, the big lodge room up on the top floor, and the building itself, you'd be very welcome.
And mention you heard it on the podcast too. I actually was approached by the first Mason the other day that come up to me and said, Luke, and I didn't know this person. He goes, I go, yes. What do you want? Because I've just listened to all 9 podcasts yesterday, and I apologise to him for having to listen to them all, but he chose to. But I think it's really good. And if people want to find out more about our local lodges too, Graham, they can do that on the website. We have an interactive map on it which lists all 300 or 280 odd lodges that are on there, and you could find one that's close to you if you want to visit. And I believe that the contact information for one person from that lodge will be listed on that site too, telling you the name of the secretary, I believe, for
that's
each
right.
lodge. And they're the first point of contact if you're interested to find out more about the local lodge or the history, even if it's something that you're making a family inquiry because your grandfather attended the lodge and you want to find out more, or if you'd like to join, certainly go along and ask those people about what it is they do in their local area, because each area has its own flavour.
Thanks, Luke.
No worries, and until next month, stay on the level. Thanks for listening.